the unsolicited opinion. And if you want to call into the show today, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524 is the number to call. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Podcast of this show, as well as a link to my my guest's website, will be up on the website. And I want to welcome my guest who is joining me today. His name is Oleg Atbashian, and it's kind of interesting, and I didn't really think about it until now, but Oleg actually hails from the former USSR. He is a writer and a graphic artist. He was born and raised in the Ukraine. He used to be a teacher, a translator, a worker, a freelance journalist, and at one time a propaganda artist creating visual agitprop for the local party committee in a Siberian town. He emigrated to the USA in 1994, hoping to live in a country that was ruled by reason and common sense. He lives in New York. He's the creator of a website entitled ThePeople'sCube.com, which is great. You've got to check it out. It's absolutely hysterical, the satire on there. He just really nails it. And he's also the author of a book entitled Shakedown Socialism. So it's kind of interesting, Oleg. Welcome to the show today. I'm glad you could join me.
Good morning, Maggie.
It's kind of interesting. I don't know how much you heard of that poem I was reading, but it's kind of interesting because you came to this country, and I don't think you came here because you identified with this poem, this Luis Sanchez had written, where he says, America, the land robbed by the white savage. I don't think that's what brought you here, was it, Oleg?
That's funny. Actually, I came to this country because I wanted for a change to live among people who are rational and who are governed by common sense, but ironically, I live in New York now.
Well, I don't know how much common sense you're finding in New York, Oleg.
Regarding that poem that you read, it's a very interesting point of view, and oftentimes it is manufactured. Some people get influenced by those ideas and start believing in them sincerely. Unfortunately, this anti-Americanism does exist in the world, but it's not a spontaneous reaction of the people. More often it is manufactured propaganda that is being spread by useful idiots. So this poet is either a useful idiot or a propagandist in the service of some leftist organization. Like Communist Party or something like that. The Atslan movement is on the one hand leftist, on the other hand a racist, nationalist, and so I don't see much of a difference between them and the national socialism that, for instance, existed in Germany at some point. Of course, they haven't reached the point where they have the power in order to do ethnic cleansing, but a poet like that, once he or she gets into power, may as well start ethnic cleansing, cleaning the world of the evil, quote-unquote, white people. Look, their contention point is, rather, should I say, what they want is not the land. They're all claiming that the land has been taken by the white man. But it's not the land that they're seeking. It's the infrastructure that was built on this land. It's all the prosperity that exists on it. Because the land north of the Mexican border is not very much different from the land south of the Mexican border, except that it has all the roads and power lines and factories and production facilities and all the modern conveniences, the stores, the supermarkets, the cities, the buildings. If at any point America has to give that land back to Mexico, they should just take away all the roads, roll all the power lines into big, what's the word for it? Just to take all the amenities that have been built on this land and Go ahead, use it the way we found it.
Yeah, I think that's a novel thought, Oleg. Maybe I'll recommend that. Maybe I'll have. Well, maybe I'll have to write a little blog or something about this. If you want it all back, here you go. We'll blow up everything that's on it. We'll raise all the buildings, and you can have it.
Yeah, it's like remember in Atlas Shrugged, I just recently saw the first part of the movie where when the government of the looters and the moochers starts taking away the power and the money from the entrepreneurs, one of the oil tycoons, Wyatt, burnt all his facilities. And he left a note before he disappeared that
I saw that.
This is the way I found it, so you can use it now.
I just recently saw that movie too, Oleg.
Of a work of a productive, creative human mind and of a system that allows that mind to achieve its goals and prosper. When the system is flawed, then, and the system is run by the moochers and the looters, then the human mind is not able to achieve all those goals. It's not able to work creatively, and that's when you have poverty and disasters and famine. And then people start wanting to loot whatever is still available. And that's what's happening with this Aslan movement. They're basically the looters and the moochers who are trying to move in and capitalize on what was built by others. But eventually, you know, socialism is all about parasitizing on the achievements of something that existed prior to that. But as Margaret Thatcher said, the problem with socialists is eventually they always run out of other people's money. And you can see what's happening in Europe now with all those socialist countries now having to implement austerity measures. And today I looked up, I opened the budget report, and I saw that, again, there are riots in Greece. And there is violence. And it's all related to the austerity measures. The people voted in all those benefits and pensions and early retirement and long vacations and free medicine. And now that the government has run out of money, they have to implement austerity measures. And people are so used to having all those things that nobody can pay for. Because who's going to pay when all those people retire that had such a great life and they never brought children into this world, because Greece now has negative population growth? Who's going to pay for all those pensions, all those benefits? Where is the money coming from? They just don't realize that the government doesn't produce money. Government only uses the money that it takes from people in taxes.
Well, I think we're going to hit that kind of same wall here in this country as well, Oleg. You know, I had a caller before I brought you on. I don't know if you'd like to take a caller. I don't know if they're going to be referencing probably not maybe what you have to say or what I was reading in that poem I had read. So let's see if the caller's still on there, Oleg, and we'll take a caller and see what the caller has to say. So hello, caller. Well, I guess we don't have the caller, Oleg. So let's talk about, you know, you grew up in the USSR, and, of course, on the cover of the Time magazine, I don't know, last year sometime, I guess it was, we're all socialists now. So let's talk a little bit about how wonderful socialism is and communism and all those wonderful isms, Oleg. Why don't you hit a few of the high points of how wonderful life is in that redistribution of wealth society?
Well, eventually, everybody's talking about the how the economy deteriorates and how material life becomes inferior to those countries where they still have elements of capitalism remaining. That is all true, that there are shortages, there is the lowering of the living standard, but not many people are talking about how socialism kills the human spirit and how the immorality of this existence is what's causing the disintegration of the society and the relationships among human beings. That is something that is really detrimental to our existence on Earth. People who claim that they are for the human spirit and they call themselves the humanists are usually the first ones to dehumanize the human beings by removing that primary characteristic of a human being as a free individual and with his or her own choices, and replacing that with something that determines a human being by some secondary characteristics such as age, gender, ethnic origin, religion, you name it, profession. Ideology is also important, because if you do not comply in a totalitarian system, then you're out of luck. So, the main point here is when people, instead of pursuing their own happiness, start pursuing everybody else's happiness, when people, instead of keeping what they earn, start contributing to the common pool and start sharing that common pool, then eventually, after enthusiasm subsides, nobody can work for free or almost for free for their entire lives. Eventually, people get fired. And those people who grew up in this system, they actually tend to have much less enthusiasm to work for free than those who have instituted the system. So they start looking for ways to slack off. And they also start looking over the shoulders of others, making sure the others don't slack off. And so this kind of dual existence leads to this cognitive dissonance and this moral contradictions of all sorts, when on the one hand slacking off becomes some sort of a human right in their minds, which of course it's not, and also counting other people's money and looking over the shoulders of others and reporting others, and this constant vigilance that is required the society to function. When in the USSR the economy started breaking down and people were basically motivated by the system to not work but steal instead, especially those who have some entrepreneurial ambitions, there is no way for those people to prosper or to achieve their goals in a system where all the economy has been monopolized by the government. And, of course, the only way to live better than others is to go into black market, things of that sort. And once you are there, you have to pay off the government officials so that they would turn a blind eye on you. And that leads to great corruption. Now, the government, of course, used all kinds of slogans in order to call people for vigilance. And so it was the vigilance was promoted as something moral. People have to actually covet.
Hold that thought, because we've got to go to break. Everybody, you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie, and we'll be right back in a couple of minutes. So hang in there.
We the people of the United States in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show today, 877-254-7524 is the number. 877-254-7524 is the number. And I am always looking for sponsors and advertisers for this radio show. So if you'd like to advertise on a show that redistributes the truth, and if you believe in freedom and liberty as opposed to enslavement, then I suggest you get in contact with me, which you can do through my website, which is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There's a contact button there, as well as a lot of great information, so check it out. And also go to my guest's website. He has two of them, ShakedownSocialism.com and ThePeople'sCube.com. Both of those are his website. Shakedown Socialism is a book that he wrote not too long ago. I've got it. It's a great read, so you really ought to read it. It's a wonderful book. And you got to go to his website, ThePeople'sCube.com. It is hysterical. He really hammers home the point of how much you don't want what these people are offering. It is poison, believe me. My guest is Oleg Atbashian. And Oleg, when we went to break, you were talking about how you have to end up bribing government officials because the black market is what really thrives in this economy. So go back to where you had left off there, if you would, and continue talking about the corruption that abounds.
Right. Well, socialism inevitably leads to corruption because it is in human nature to try to achieve something, to have a better life, to pursue happiness. And when in the originally created American system, everybody is free to pursue happiness by their own means, as long as they don't take advantage of other people, don't turn into parasites, but work for themselves. That's when the system is transparent and there is no opportunity for corruption. But once you start monopolizing the economy by the government and controlling everything, you also need to change the human nature in order for that system to work. But the human nature, all these social experiments with in the Soviet Union, in China, in a lot of other places, have shown that human nature cannot be changed. That's a given. And so what happens is that people still try to have a better life, and those who have entrepreneurial ambitions, they still want to live better, make a better life for themselves and their families and their children. Like, your love for children is one of the highest human virtues. Now, if you do not try to make a better life for your own children, just relax and slack off, that's immoral, and that's something that socialism encourages. And on the other hand, the love for your own children is something that socialism punishes, because once you start trying harder for them, you either have to break the law or to become a part of that corrupt bureaucratic system. And either way, corruption prospers, because in order to be an entrepreneur, you have to do illegal things, go against the government regulations, and then you have to pay off the government officials, and then the system arises where the government officials actually expect to be paid off. And that's normal, and that's why the former Soviet republics, the former USSR, is still economically in the hole, because the corruption is so big and so widespread and so deeply rooted on all levels of the society that it is very hard to achieve something in your business without having to pay at least somebody for some sort of a paper, or so that some official turns a blind eye on you. Now, I remember in the 70s there was a big scandal in the USSR related to one guy from the Republic of Georgia, not the American Georgia, the one that's in the Caucasus Mountains. He created an underground car factory. Can you imagine that in a totalitarian country with a government monopoly and everything? The guy actually had a car factory. That,
wow.
And imagine, well, of course, he couldn't produce his own engines. They were basically assembling, making some parts themselves, assembling whatever they were able to find elsewhere. But where can you find engines, new engines, and new bodies and everything else? They were mostly stolen from the government factories. So you can imagine how big a corruption scheme that had to be, so that, first of all, parts and engines and everything that goes into a car were shipped to that underground factory, and on the other hand, the consumers who were buying the cars were able to register them with the police and titles and everything on the cars that were not produced anywhere by a registered manufacturer. So
yeah,
that involved hundreds and hundreds of people, that scheme, and bribes were being paid. And eventually, the guy who set up that underground factory went to jail for a very long time. He wound up in Siberia in a labor camp. Now, when I read that story, I thought that if that guy were to live in a free capitalist country, he would probably, with his energy and his ingenuity and this entrepreneurial spirit, he would probably become one of the capitalists. Probably help the country's economy greatly, and he would probably be a multimillionaire. But in the so-called moral socialist country, the guy with his abilities wound up serving a prison sentence.
Yeah.
He had to go to jail with him, who was involved in that. So that's and that was one of the things that made me think how moral the socialist system is.
Wow.
And I also remember when I was growing up, I had friends who had better things and lived, had a higher living standard than I had, and they were children of local party officials. And I was wondering how come people who were, whose it was to make sure that economic equality is being implemented in the country are making exceptions for themselves and their own children.
And, yeah, how dare they, huh?
I love very good people, and their parents were good people also. I knew them. And then I thought that it couldn't have happened any other way, because those parents loved their children and they wanted all the best for them, and that's, again, a human virtue. Now, if they were not doing that, they would probably be just bad parents. And then I saw that it's impossible to implement economic equality, period, because even if
Oleg, hang on, because we got to go to break, so hold that thought. Oleg, we're going to break. We'll be right back. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, everybody, so hang in there.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show, the number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, you can do so through my website. Three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com, and look at, I'm always looking for advertisers and sponsors. Hey, the truth costs money, so if you'd like to advertise on a great radio show, on a great station that is all about the redistribution of the truth, then please get in contact with me, and I will hook you up with the people at the station who can make that happen. Now, you can hear my show on Sundays at noon on micro1650am.com. That's noon Eastern time, which is, what, 10 a.m. Mountain time. And you can also hear me, of course, here Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday And you can hear my show replayed on NetTalk World, and you can listen live through TalkStream Live, so lots of options there. I'm talking today with Oleg Atbashian, who is the author of the book Shakedown Socialism, and he also has a great satirical website called thepeoplescube.com. I'll have links to this podcast as well as his website on my website. By tonight, the podcast will be there. Links to his website, I believe I've already got those up there, but you got to check it out. You're going to love it. This guy really hits a home run. He knows all about this. So this is the truth from the horse's mouth. This isn't the hustle you're getting from the mantra from the people who are pushing socialism in this country and more. I claim these people are more Marxists. Oleg, mm-hmm. We left off. You were talking about how they want to try to force this whole equality on everybody. Are you still there?
So I was trying to make a point that even if you take away everything that we own and redistribute it equally among everybody to achieve the so-called, quote-unquote, social justice, which is an oxymoron, then eventually after a generation goes by, everybody will be unequal again, because all people have different abilities, different aspirations, and different drive to achieve their goals, and some would be willing to work harder for to make a better living, and some would rather work less but have more enjoyable life. And
Oleg.
So
We've got a caller. So let's take this caller, okay? Hey, caller, are you there?
Hey, Maggie, am I on?
Hi. What's your question for my guest?
Well, Oleg, first I got to point out that this is really a good show, and I really like your perspective on this. But all I can say is, you know, socialism isn't dead. It lives here in the republicratic policies that we have coming down the pike every day here, but great show. I can only listen to you guys during my coffee break in the morning, so I just wanted to let you know that you guys are doing great.
Oh, thanks so much. I'm glad you called. Hey, listen, there's podcasts up on the website, so you'll be able to catch that on your own time when you have more time, caller, but thanks for listening.
Oh, you got it. Right now I got to get back to work so I can support all them illegals, so thanks.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye now.
Yeah, thank you for working.
Yeah, really.
For poets like who write poems about the white devil who has taken land away from Atzlan, the mythical state of Mexico. And we're coming back to this redistribution of wealth thing that the Atzlan people or the movement are demanding, like what you quoted in the beginning of your show. They would like to take everything and redistribute it equally among everybody else. And again, what they're looking for is not something that had already existed on the land, but something that was created by other people, by other people's work. And the difference why it exists to the north of the Mexican border and it doesn't exist to the south is because there are two different systems. It's not because the people are so different, because there are lots of Mexican immigrants here in America who have achieved something, who have become business people, who have learned, got an education, and were able to integrate in this society. Well, there are some who haven't done that, but back in
Oleg,
Mexico, they
want
to
take another caller real quick?
Because the system is different.
Oleg, let's take another caller real quick. I think we've got another caller. So let's grab another caller before we go to break in a couple minutes. Hey, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi. What's your comment or question for my guest?
I want to comment on the article you read.
Yes.
And
what's
I think
comment?
The people down there are being suppressed like we are up here. And they don't know the foundation of the history about, you know, the American savages. Well, I've been told I'm a Hispanic. I've been told that I speak the language of the oppressors. And I was looking at them saying, well, you don't know what the Spaniards, the French, the Portuguese, whoever, I don't know exactly who, but they conquered that land as well. And the language you speak is the language of oppressors as well, I guess. And
right. That's the great irony of it.
Yeah,
yeah, indeed.
Nobody remembers that the Spanish language is also of a European origin. And so there's not a big difference, except that people living in one country who speak the English language have achieved more than those who speak the Spanish language, and it's not because of the difference of the languages or because of the difference in race, it's because of the difference in the political and economic system. And that is the system that exists north of the border that they're trying to dismantle so that nobody can achieve anything anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And just like I mentioned before, that the immigrants from Mexico and other Latin American countries have been able to achieve great things here in the United States that they wouldn't be able to achieve in their homeland. And that speaks something for the system that exists here. That
yes, it does.
Not only shouldn't be dismantled, it should be modeled, it should be recreated elsewhere in the world.
Yes, I agree. Hey, caller, one final thought real quick before we go to break.
Can I do one more thing?
Sure.
One more, okay, and then, like, in North America, in the United States, their so-called prejudice against people of color, while down in Mexico, their prejudice against the, you know, the people of color as well. I mean, they call them chilangos. They're, like, darker. They look, you know, they're like, native there, and there's prejudice there, too.
Hey, caller, listen.
And then I don't see one person.
Sorry about this. I got to cut you off. Caller, thanks again. Call in again. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, everybody, and we will be right back.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245.
Want to go to my guest, Oleg Atbashian's websites, ShakedownSocialism.com and ThePeople'sCube.com. Links to both his websites will be on my website as well as a podcast of this show. And, Oleg, we've only got a couple more minutes, and I feel bad. I hate to cut people off who had called in. I've never heard that term, chilangos, before. Have you by chance, Oleg?
No, I'm not an expert in Spanish, but I can tell you that the same racial prejudices existed in the USSR, the Great Workers' Paradise, even though officially all nations were equal, but unofficially there was the chauvinistic approach towards all the non-Russian peoples, and the Russian people were supposed to be the older brother, the big brother of everybody else. That's regarding the racial prejudices. Oh, and one more thing about it. I read a book by an African author who claimed that even though the Soviet Union had spent a lot of money in order to promote socialism in Africa, and they invited African intellectuals to study in Moscow so in order to export the Soviet model to Africa, that didn't pick up very much because all those Africans who were coming to study in Moscow noticed the racial prejudice that existed there because of skin color. And so the that made them apprehensive of the entire idea in general. And even though they may have eventually become followers of ideology in their own countries, that was, they didn't pick up the Soviet model, at least.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because of that. Now, you know, to tie in all this Absalom thing with what we were talking about, I heard opinions that people will always want to live off somebody else. There will always be antisocial elements, and there will be slackers. Yes, that's true, but the difference between one system and another, the American system and the socialist system, is one promotes self-improvement and individual effort in order to achieve things, and another system promotes slacking off and sloth and all kinds of vices, including covetousness and
yeah.
envy and jealousy. And that is something that we can control. We cannot control the human nature, but we can control a system that encourages the good part of the human nature and discourages the bad part.
Well, listen, Oleg, on that note, we've only got another minute or so. I want to thank you for coming on with me again today, Oleg. I always enjoy talking to you because you really are a breath of fresh air and a wealth of knowledge. Oleg Atbashian, everyone, his website, shakedownsocialism.com and thepeoplescube.com. Oleg, thanks for coming on with me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Maggie, for the opportunity.
You're welcome.
And
hey, listen, everybody.
All this and a lot more is in my book, which you can find on shakedownsocialism.com.
Okay. Thanks, Oleg. Listen, everybody, theunsolicitedopinion.com is my website. I will be back tomorrow at 9 a.m. Hey, listen, everybody, you got to keep your chin up. Better days are coming, and the sun will come up tomorrow. Listen, we have people in the world like Oleg who are fighting for us by telling the truth, and the truth will set you free. Take care, everybody.
Really? You know what Miss Gus said she was going to do to Toto? She says she
now,
was going to...
Now, Dorothy, dear, stop imagining things. You always get yourself into a fret over nothing. Now, you just help us out today and find yourself a place where you won't get into any trouble.
Some place where there isn't any trouble.
Do you suppose there is such a place, Toto?
There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain,
somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. That you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll win. wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far beyond.